I don't know how many people mark your birthday each year. Often it's dependent on the size of your family or how many obvious hints you drop. Perhaps 5, 10, 15 cards is the norm. For some people, of course, it's a rather bigger deal. Earlier in the year, the Queen's 90th birthday celebrations included Britain's largest ever street party, with 10,000 people sitting down at tables in the Mall. Other parts of the world can do things on an even grander scale, and especially when there's a dictator reaching a particularly significant landmark age. Even those rather forced celebrations, though, are as nothing compared to the scale with which our world chooses each year to celebrate Jesus' birth, with as many as 2 billion marking the occasion, even though it's over 2,000 years after it happened. Obviously, part of the reason why people celebrate Christmas is only distantly related to Jesus. In some measure, it's a tradition which got passed on because it works, providing for a much-needed winter break, a time when families may well meet up. Nonetheless, it's worth thinking why this one person's birthday made it so big. Why, when we speak of the Nativity, we invariably mean Jesus' Nativity. And though there are many pointers in the Gospel accounts, I thought for a change we'd focus on the beginning of another part of the Bible, the letter to the Hebrews. The writer makes a whole assortment of claims. Jesus is the one through whom God speaks to us, the one through whom God made our very world, the one who provides purification and forgiveness for human sin. I want to draw particular attention to the verse which says of Jesus, "He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature." We have a fascination with copies and images and reproductions. Last year, 1 trillion photographs were taken around the world. That's 1,000 million photos. One of the technologies which we're assured is going to get bigger and bigger is 3D printing. Personally, I have one or two doubts. I rather like the line about a brand new 3D printer that can print biscuits and pizza and cake, a device which scientists are calling an oven. But if we get excited about whether or not we will one day be able to produce an accurate copy of any everyday object, how much more astounding is this claim that in Jesus we have an exact representation of God? Not just a scaled-down mini-me of God, or a particularly good human being whose life, we might say, gives us a glimpse of some of God's qualities, but far, far more than that. In Jesus' teaching, we hear the voice of God himself speaking powerfully. In Jesus' miracles, we see God's power over all the world he'd created. In Jesus' welcome to even the most despised, we see the love of God demonstrated in practice. One of the frustrations many people feel is that we can't ordinarily see God. We feel it would be so much easier to have faith if when we looked up towards heaven, we could see him physically. In sending Jesus, who is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature, God has met that need. And the writer of this piece of scripture's conclusion from what he says about Jesus, actually we've got to go a few verses beyond what we heard read, to the beginning of chapter 2. "Therefore, we must pay close attention to what we've heard, lest we drift away from it." He was writing to people who'd almost all say they were Christian believers, but had been allowing their focus to drift away from Jesus. But the message is, if this is who Jesus really is, the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature, and plenty more besides, then we need to keep on paying attention to what we've heard about him. A man was rather shocked when his wife told him that his 5-year-old son wasn't actually his. In some ways, what she was saying was better than he first thought. In other ways, it was worse. What he eventually discovered his wife meant was that he needed to pay more attention at school pickup time so that he brought the right child home. Paying attention to Jesus means taking seriously the record of his life and teaching that we have in the Gospels. Not just presuming that what we picked up from a childhood exposure to faith is all that we need, but rereading and reflecting on the Gospels, and maybe other parts of the Bible too. There are always greater depths to discover in what Jesus said and what he did. And though Christmas is a great time, remembering how he came into our world, well, that's just the start. For if God is speaking to us and reveals himself in Jesus' life, his death and his resurrection, then we have no excuse to claim ignorance of who God is or what he wants of us. We need to pay proper attention to him. Amen.